News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Breastfeeding may lower mothers' later life risks of depression and anxiety for up to 10 years after pregnancy. This is according to new research from UCD, and Fionnuala McAuliffe, Professor of Obstetrics and Gynaecology at the National Maternity Hospital Dublin, joins us now. Fionnuala, I suppose this looks like just another good reason to breastfeed, but tell us what is in this study.
Yeah, so I'm very excited about this study. We're one of the first group to show this. So we followed 170 women from early pregnancy right through to 10 years later and asked them how long they had breastfed for, and gathered up all the weeks and months over their lifetime that they had breastfed, and then assessed for depression and anxiety. And what we found was that those that breastfed and those that breastfed for longer had less anxiety and depression 10 years later. Now, what's interesting about this is we know that breastfeeding can reduce the chance of postnatal depression, but to think that the effect can remain there over many years is very exciting. And I guess it's another reason to support women to think about breastfeeding, and also to think about breastfeeding a little bit longer.
And I suppose another reason maybe to encourage any woman who has a predisposition to anxiety or depression, that breastfeeding might be helpful in some way. Do we know, I have to ask you the hard question, do we know though that that is what this study is showing, that it's showing that breastfeeding is reducing the risk of depression and anxiety, and it's not showing that women who are less likely to be depressed or anxious are more likely to breastfeed?
So, I mean, this is an association. So we controlled for factors that are associated with depression and anxiety, such as alcohol intake, and we excluded women who at the beginning of the study had those conditions. So this was a relatively healthy group who entered pregnancy without a history of those conditions. And then, as I say, we followed them through. So it's an association. But it's quite a strong association. The findings were that the women that breastfed were half as likely to have anxiety, depression later on. So you might ask, well, how is this working? We know that mother-infant bonding gives resilience to mental health problems. And we know that breastfeeding reduces postnatal depression, and that might have beneficial benefits on the brain structure and function. So there is biological plausibility there. But it is an association, and I guess it's always difficult to have a cause and effect. But, you know, the effect was quite strong when we controlled.
Well, that is very significant. 50% would be very significant. So I presume this becomes, as I say, another selling point that we don't have particularly high rates of breastfeeding here, but this is another selling point for people who are maybe considering it.
Definitely. I mean, we know that breastfeeding benefits the baby. I think everyone accepts that. We've lovely data now to show that breastfeeding reduces heart disease in the mother and diabetes in the mother. And then, as you say, another reason, better well-being 10 years later. So it's another reason for people to think about breastfeeding. And, you know, people may be uncertain whether they want to feed or not. But, you know, they can try it for a couple of days, for a couple of weeks. You know, it's something that I think people should really think about and get started and, you know, breastfeed for as long as they feel comfortable.
Thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Professor Fionnuala McAuliffe, their Professor of Obs and Gynae at the National Maternity Hospital in Dublin.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.